USA Radio News with Wendy King.
All of the Minneapolis police officers involved in the fatal encounter with George Floyd now face charges. Former officer Derek Chauvin now faces an upgraded charge, according to Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison.
I believe the evidence available to us now supports the stronger charge of second-degree murder. Arrest warrants were issued for former Minneapolis police officers J.A. King, Thomas Lane, and Tu Tao.
In Minneapolis,
we got all four! We got all four!
Protesters celebrated the news, but Floyd family attorney Benjamin Crump says the battle is not yet won.
We cannot celebrate because an arrest is not a conviction, and we want justice. This family is united in their quest for justice.
This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
In a virtual town hall, former President Obama spoke of the Black Lives Matter movement. He said, as tragic as this has been, it's also a time of awakening.
They offer an opportunity for us to all work together to tackle them, to take them off, to change America and make it live up to its highest ideals.
The House Judiciary Committee plans to hear testimony from the Justice Department whistleblowers and former department officials. Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler announced Tuesday the witnesses are prepared to describe Attorney General William Barr's politicization of the department and specific incidents of misconduct. Nadler said the committee will also introduce a bill to cut the budget of Barr's personal office by $50 million, which, if passed, would most likely not pass in the Senate. In the year and a half he's been in office, Barr has never appeared before the House Judiciary Committee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Another economic report shows the toll the pandemic has done on the job market. USA's Chris Barnes has the numbers.
Private sector employers still cutting loose more than 2.5 million more workers as the coronavirus pandemic digs deeper into the U.S. economy. On Tuesday morning, the ADP Private Payrolls Jobs Report was released, and it shows 2.76 million more workers having lost their jobs in May. That follows 19.6 million job losses in April, the worst in that survey's history. Large businesses cut more than 1.6 million jobs last month, and around 719,000 construction workers were let go. The government's full jobs report comes out on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Google is facing a proposed class action lawsuit that accuses them of invading people's privacy and tracking their use when their browsers are set private. USA's Jesse Edwards has more.
The suit, filed in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California, alleges that Google violates wiretapping and privacy laws by continuing to intercept, track, and collect communications, even when people use private or incognito mode. The lawsuit seeks at least $5 billion from Google and its parent company, Alphabet. The complaint says the proposed class may include millions of Google users and is looking for damages of at least $5,000 for each individual. Google said it disputes the claims and plans to defend itself vigorously against them. For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.